Hello, everybody. It's the Chaya Movement here. Just wanted to check in and say hello and just talk briefly about two upcoming events and a recent update. I am very excited about the opportunity to collaborate with a huge vendor in the resale market online, and that is The Real Real. What I'm doing is basically offering an opportunity for my high-end clients to list on their site through me as an affiliate. So I'm officially an affiliate of The Real Real. And in addition to that, the items that The Real Real doesn't take, I will be able to also provide listing services still, as I already do, to my clients and new clients. So definitely want to put that out there with the goal, again, of just helping people minimize waste and get the most out of their garments and ensure that they do live on past them. And that's really just the goal, is to reach a broader market for me, being a small player in this field and in this industry, just continuing to build a presence, build awareness, but also help people that I work with get rid of their items responsibly, and that they go to and that they do get sold and bought by somebody, and they're not just sitting and you know, collecting dust. So that is the goal with that. In addition, two pop-ups are happening this month. So Small Business Saturday is the Saturday after Thanksgiving every year, thanks to American Express. And we will be a featured vendor at a local event here in Federal Way, Washington, just south of Seattle, north of Tacoma. And it will be in Federal Way, and it's a holiday sip-in shop. There will be about 15 to 20 vendors there. And of course, I'll be there featuring curated vintage and resale items, in addition to offering services as far as listing service, consigning service, helping people recycle textiles, and things of that nature. So just sharing, you know, what I do and hopefully acquiring new clients. And the second pop-up is going to be on November 28th. Very exciting. To be featured at Spa Noir in Belltown, which is Seattle, in Seattle, just a part of the downtown area. So I will be doing a pop-up there on the 28th in the evening. Very excited to be there. Starts about 5, we'll go to about 8. And it's just an opportunity for Miss Jessica, who is the owner of the spa and a customer, to feature some of my vintage items and allow her customers to shop exclusively. And then of course, it's open. So, you know, if you're in the area and you want to stop by and say hi, you're more than welcome. Check out her cute little space. It's amazing, very comfortable and quiet and like a spa should be, you know, relaxing as soon as you walk in. So we're just going to turn it up a little bit, turn on some music, have, you know, some hors d'oeuvres and, some liquid courage or whatever it is that you drink, will be in the atmosphere and, yeah, just celebrating life and shopping and, sustaining the life of garments is really what it's about. And that's what we'll be doing. One thing that I definitely love to communicate and try to communicate in everything that I put on social media and on my website and even in how I dress and express myself, is that sustaining the life of a garment, buying resale, buying vintage, is not about being cheap. It's really about being stylish and expressing yourself in a way that is sustainably responsible and mindful. And not caring what people think about it. There are resale garments that you could pay $500,000, $600,000 for, but it's not about that. It's truly about sustaining the life of the garment. And that's truly the mission and what my passion is behind what I do, is just allowing people to see that you could look like $1 million, you could be $1 million, and you can also be, you know, you could spend $1 million on an outfit, $1,000, and buy it straight off the mannequin. That's not style. You know, fast fashion, that's fashion. I think style is a way to communicate who you are, what you represent, without saying a word. And that's what I try to do through my garments. And that's what I try to help people that I work with do, by styling things, showing them how to put things together, how to mix the old with the new. You can do that. And I do that often, mixing a vintage top with a contemporary skirt or pant or even a shoe, you know, just really communicating and representing yourself in an artistic way through clothes. And I think that's what style is. Everyone has a unique sense of style, and I just want people to feel empowered in that, and not feel like you can't do that or express yourself because of cost. So like I mentioned, that's what I'm about. That's what this child movement is about, is minimizing waste, empowering people, and sustaining life. And, as I mentioned in the last podcast recording, sustaining life can be conveyed in crossed over to many different areas of life. I focus on textiles. I focus on people. That's what it's about. Expressing yourself, communicating who you are without saying a word through your clothes. And style is not about cost. So resale and vintage is not about being cheap. It's truly about being stylish. And it takes style to be able to put some outfits together with some of the pieces that we find. So thanks for listening. That's about it. TheChayaMovement.com, at TheChayaMovement. On Instagram, we're on Facebook. If you're looking for some pretty cool pieces that are unique, that are curated with love and passion, check us out. Or if you just want to follow and support what we're doing, check us out too. I offer a lot of different services online and face-to-face. Like I mentioned, I have a couple pop-ups happening. And I do styling. I help people, you know, sustain the life of their garments in their closet by helping them rework and revise some outfits, so they can revive a piece that maybe they kind of forgot about or didn't think that, you know, was worth wearing anymore. So giving people a second set of eyes, and allowing you to see, you know, just how you can rework and revive some of the pieces you already have. In addition to that, I also offer textile recycling. So, for garments that cannot be reworn or upcycled, you know, there are definitely some vendors out here that actually, recycle those, turn them into rags, insulation, things like that. So they do get used. And lastly, I donate to nonprofits. So some of the things that, I don't sell, I do make sure that they live on through nonprofits that support men and women transitioning into the workforce, to foster youth, and to individuals who need it. And I know that it gets used, which is, I think, the key, is making sure that it does live on. And it's not just sitting, it's not being sold, it's actually being repurposed. And of course, upcycling, can't forget that. Upcycling is amazing. I have a Revive It board on Pinterest that focuses specifically on upcycling. How can you change a garment into something that you will wear or that is wearable in your eyes? And there are some amazing creations on there. So don't let it sit. Don't let it fester. If you have things in your closet that are not getting used, let's find a way to get it used. Let's find a way to make it work. And if it's not working for you, it could work for somebody else. So that's sustaining life. That's the Chaya movement. And that's it. So hopefully I'll see you at a pop-up. If not, hopefully you'll reach out for some services. If not, hopefully you'll just follow and support. Thanks so much, guys.